Overcoming mic fright and hating your own voice. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Whew, let's go. Welcome to episode 41. I want to talk about a psychological barrier that destroys more podcasts than anything else. You buy the microphone, you set up the software, you write a brilliant script, you sit down, you hit record, and you deliver an amazing performance. You feel great. Then you put on your headphones, you hit the space bar, and you listen to the playback. Instantly, your stomach drops. You cringe. You think to yourself, oh my God, is that what I sound like? I sound like a whiny teenager. I sound nasal. I sound completely ridiculous. You get so embarrassed by the sound of your own voice that you delete the file, you unplug the microphone, and you abandon the podcast entirely. If you have ever felt this way, I need you to listen to me very carefully. You are entirely normal. Every single human being on Earth hates the sound of their own voice when they hear it played back on a recording for the first time. Even professional radio broadcasters hated it when they started. This is not a lack of talent. This is biology. It comes down to two scientific concepts: bone conduction and air conduction. When you speak out loud, the sound travels out of your mouth, through the air, and into the ears of the people around you. That is air conduction. But when you speak, you are also hearing yourself from the inside. As your vocal cords vibrate, those vibrations travel directly through the bones of your skull and into your inner ear. Bone is much denser than air. Because of this density, the bone conduction boosts the low-end bass frequencies of your voice. This means the voice you hear inside your own head is artificially deep, rich, and resonant. It sounds like James Earl Jones. But a microphone does not have a skull. A microphone only records the air conduction. It records the objective, scientific truth of what your voice sounds like in the real world. So when you hear the playback, it sounds completely foreign to you. It sounds thinner and higher pitched than the voice you have known your entire life. Your brain rejects it. It feels like an imposter. But here is the most important mindset shift you must make today. While the recorded voice sounds weird to you, it sounds completely normal to everyone else. Your spouse, your friends, your coworkers, they have been listening to that exact voice for years. They do not think you sound whiny or nasal. They just think you sound like you. The only person in the room who is bothered by the audio is you. You have to get out of your own way. If you want to be a podcaster, you have to practice ego detachment during the editing process. When you open your DAW to edit your show, you cannot listen to the audio and think, I sound stupid here. You have to pretend you are a hired audio engineer, and the voice on the screen just belongs to some random guy named Mark. Your job is not to judge the voice. Your job is just to clean up the timeline and remove the dead space. Force yourself to sit through the cringe. Listen to your raw audio. After about a month of editing, your brain will recalibrate. The discomfort will vanish, and you won't even notice it anymore. Do not let biology steal your voice from the world. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about podcast formats and why breaking your show into segments keeps listeners hooked. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.